Hello, everyone. It has been a minute since I recorded for the podcast, but I am so excited to bring this subject to you right now because I've been on a journey, and I didn't even realize that this was the journey that I've been on, but I just wanted to bring it to you in case, you know, maybe you're going through this too subconsciously, maybe you want to go on this consciously. But it's really about this allowing yourself to speak and be heard. And not in a way where you feel comfortable speaking to others in public. More in the way of, what would you be saying to your best friend right now if you were both in a room and nobody else was around? What would you actually be saying? How would you say it? In what tone would you say it? You know, and really just this journey of allowing yourself to be yourself fully in 360 degrees all the way around every day. And this is something that I have not worked on consciously, like I said, so far, but it has just been brought to my awareness, and now I really do want to work on this consciously because I do feel like I make myself small or I don't say certain things because I feel like people might not get it. And that's not fair. Like, that's not fair to me. That's not fair to you. That's not fair to the person who needs to hear exactly what, you know, I have to say. And it's the exact same thing for you and your people. And so just kind of looking at this from the perspective of, if I did this and then somebody else did this, and it was kind of like this trickle down effect, and then everybody was finally hearing what they needed to hear in the way that they needed to hear it. Like, oh my goodness. What a difference. What an absolute difference it would be. And I don't think we do this consciously, like on purpose. It's not like we, you know, try to make ourselves small. I think it's that we were all raised in a certain way and we were all taught certain etiquette of how you speak in certain situations. And I feel like, especially recently in the last like 5-10 years, definitely in the last couple of years, we've been breaking away from that. And we need to, because it's not helpful. It's not helpful for anyone. So this is me speaking my truth, coming to you completely vulnerably, after not recording for so long because I was afraid to, because I was afraid to move forward, because I was afraid, well, I don't really have anything to say, which I have so many things to say. I have so many opinions, so many opinions, so many beliefs. And I just didn't, because I was afraid of the judgment that might be happening. I was afraid that the wrong person might hear it, or, you know, whatever it is. And really, the biggest part of that fear, I think, as I'm sitting here talking to you now, is actually pulling up the microphone record thing and actually pressing the record button and saying those first couple of sentences. And it's always the same for anything. Starting is always way harder than it is to continue, because after you start, you have a little bit of momentum and it's not as hard to continue going. So I don't want to get too far down a tangent, because I feel like this could turn into a whole different conversation. And it's not because I want to stop myself from talking about it. I just want to make that a whole different conversation. So I'm giving myself permission, starting right now, starting right here, right now, on this day, as I'm talking to you in your ears.
I am giving myself full permission to show up and speak uncensored, unfiltered, as much as humanly possible, as much as I can consciously. And I think over time it will become a lot easier. So I'm not super worried about that. But I hope that this gives you some permission to go out and do this for yourself too, because somebody out there needs to hear exactly what you have to say in exactly the way that you actually want to say it. So I'm back, and I will talk to you soon.